Blog Talk Radio.
My precious brothers and sisters, how I love you in the Lord. What a privilege the Lord gives me each and every day to come to you and share the manna from heaven. We're starting a new series. The series is entitled, Believers Have Not One Thing to Fear. Believers, are you a believer in Christ Jesus? Are you a follower of God? If you are, if you're born again, if you're born of the Spirit, if you're born from above, you have nothing to fear. Bear with me, saints, 1 minute.
Yes, if you can call me back in 20 minutes. Okay. Okay. Perfect. Thank you so much.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Those are the plaques for Sister Shirley Shannon and Sister Carolyn Hayes. The plaques are done for Sunday. Praise God. Amen, amen, amen. Believers have not one thing to fear. Our scripture text is Psalm 34, verse 7. But let's read verses 1 through 10. This is a psalm of David, and he says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. Did you hear that, saints? Let me read that to you again. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. You see, we have nothing to fear. Verse 5 says, they looked upon, or they looked unto him, and he enlightened them, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. Here's the key text. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man. Blessed is the woman that trusteth in him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Dear God and Heavenly Father, we praise your name and we give you thanks. We give you thanks, Lord, because believers have not one thing to fear, not one thing. There's nothing in this world presently. There will be nothing in the future, nothing in our past that we need to fear. Why? As the text says, the angel of the Lord encampeth around about them that fear him, and this angel of the Lord delivereth them. Oh, how we praise you. We join David in saying, I will bless the Lord at all times. Praise for him will continually be in my mouth. Bless us, O God, we pray. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen and amen. Again, the text that we're going to be looking at this week is verse 7. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them, fear him, and delivereth them. Thus, there's nothing you and I need to fear. It amazes me, my precious brothers and sisters, to see so many Christians living in fear. I talk to a lot of saints by phone. A lot of people call me for different reasons. And most of the calls that I get from my friends, from my ministerial colleagues, from saints who belong to other churches, when I get these calls, I can hear fear in their voices. And it saddens me to see so many of God's people filled with fear. Knowing what the Bible says about our God, knowing what the Bible says about God's love for us, knowing what the Bible says about how God always hears the cries of his people and is able and willing to deliver them out of all their trouble, I don't know why so many of God's people fear. Well, let me correct myself. I do know why. I do know why so many of God's people fear. There's two reasons for that. One is they don't know their God. Many people who go to church, many people who carry Bibles, many wonderful saints who sing the hymns, many who've been in church for decades, fear and are gripped with fear because they don't know their God. They don't know who he is. They don't know what he has pledged to them. And they don't know how mighty he is and how capable he is of saving them. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. There's no problem you can encounter. There's no pit that you can fall into. There's no situation that can confront you from which God cannot and will not deliver you from. So one, they don't know their God, and this is why they're gripped with fear. And number two, they don't know their God because they don't know their Bibles. I was on a line this morning. I was filling in for a pastor who runs a prayer line every single day, and they listen to this. Listen to this, saints. There's a pastor in Long Island that has a prayer line every single day, and they start at 4:45 a.m. Listen to that. Think about, wrap your head around that. And I was a guest on his prayer line, started at 4:45, they start. They have 15 minutes of music, and then at 5 a.m., they start with prayer, and they go until 9 o'clock. They go from 5 to 9 in prayer. Different people taking turns praying. Today, while I was on the line, I was told they had 79 people on the line. 79. The topic today was fear. Fear. Why are so many people gripped with fear? Now, I could tell you, there were no fearful ones on this line because they're people of prayer. Think about it. They're getting on the line every single day. This is a Monday. Oh, by the way, my pastor friend in Long Island, he's on the line Monday through Friday, but then the people want to continue the prayer line, so he's got someone who takes care of it for him on Saturday. And he's got another person who takes care of the prayer line on Sunday. They're praying 7 days a week. My pastor friend, he does it Monday through Friday and takes 2 days off. But the people don't want to stop praying, and therefore he assigned two assistants to help him. And we were talking today about why so many people, people of God, people of faith, people of the book, why so many of God's people are full of fear. And again, the answer is simple. They don't know their God. And the only way to know their God is to know their Bibles. If you know your Bible and if you know who God is, fear will never grip your heart. Now, what is fear? Well, to fear is to have terror. Terror. Fright. You know, people are full of fright. People become alarmed. These are the synonyms. These are the words that you can substitute for fear. Terror. When terror grips your heart, the word terror is a substitute for fear. Fright is a substitute for fear. Horror is a substitute for fear. Alarm. Panic. So many Christians today are full of panic. Dread is another substitute for fear. Dread. Trepidation is another substitute for fear. Consternation. Dismay, distress, anxiety, worry, unease, apprehension, nervousness, nightmare. All of these words can be used interchangeably with the word fear. How can it be that God's people, when they dream, wake up with nightmares? How could God's people be so full of apprehension that they don't want to leave their homes? How could it be that they're so worrisome, so full of distress, so anxious and full of anxiety, so full of panic and alarm, so full of dread and fright? How can it be? Well, again, they don't know their God. because they don't know their Bibles. Starting tomorrow, we're going to begin to break down verse number 7. So tomorrow, Wednesday, we're going to be looking at the term, the angel of the Lord. That's what we're going to be discussing tomorrow, Wednesday, the angel of the Lord. Who is this mysterious character who keeps popping up in the Old Testament? Wherever you find God's people, you find the angel of the Lord close by. On Thursday, we're going to talk about the ministry of the angel of the Lord, which in this case is he encampeth himself around about them. So what does he do? He camps out. Think about that. The angel of God is camping out. Who is he camping out with? Well, on Friday we'll learn that he camps out with those who reverence him, those who fear him. And then the obvious question is, for what reason does he camp out with those who fear him? Well, the obvious answer, the answer we're looking for is to deliver them. He delivers his people when they are in a bind or when they are in what? Trouble. So tomorrow, Wednesday, we're going to look at the angel of the Lord. On Thursday, what's his ministry? He camps out with them. On Friday, with them that reverence him, fear him, honor him, love him. And then on Saturday, what does he do for these people who fear him and honor him and reverence him and love him? What does he do for them? He makes a way of escape for them where there was no way of escape. He delivers them. I want to close today by reading Romans 8. Romans 8, starting at verse 38, Paul says, "For I am persuaded, I'm convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, powers, nor things present, nor things to come or things future, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Now, I didn't have such a long title. I put it this way. Believers have not one thing to fear. Now, look at all the things that Paul mentions. He mentions death. Well, you don't need to fear death. He mentions life. You don't need to fear life. Angels, you don't need to fear angels. Principalities, which are demons, you don't need to fear them. Nor powers, which are another kind of demon, you don't need to fear them. So whatever demon comes your way, don't need to fear any of them. Nor things in this present world, you don't need to fear. There are things future, you don't need to fear. You don't need to fear the distance between you and God, height nor death. You don't need to fear any other creature. For none of them, none of these things enumerated, not one of these things mentioned shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Why fear when you have nothing to fear? If you fear the Lord, which means you reverence, not that you're afraid of God, not that God gives you consternation, not that God gives you an adverse feeling, because he doesn't. If you fear him, if you reverence him, if you honor him, if you love him, you have nothing to be afraid of. Reverence God, serve the Lord with all your heart, and you will have nothing to be afraid of. I'll be back tomorrow to begin our series to break down who is the angel of the Lord. God bless you.
There is love.